This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit Fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Good morning, Samuel Clark. Today we're at the UK Martial Arts Show 2023. Sam, what brings you to these shows over and over again? What attracts you to these shows?
Well, I've been this show for a number of years, but I've been around all the martial arts events like Hall Warner in Atlantic City, and it's all over the world. Yeah. So this shows you know, you meet all kinds of people, but most important is the friendship.
Good.
And they're like a Marshak family. And me and Cynthia might be, Cynthia Roofrock, we might be doing one for Angola. We're going to hold the first African Angola Hall of Honor.
Wow.
For the martial artists there. So invited by the government.
Right.
So we'll hear in a few weeks.
What do you feel like a show like this does for the style of Wing Chun, Kung Fu?
I always been promoting Wing Chun for many years. So when I go to America, when I went to America, you know, like the first time and going to the Marshak show, and you know, and I do seminar in this Hall of Honor. And people come from all sorts of different styles, yeah? And I just invite them. I say, come on, yeah. Anybody want to try it? Hands on, no problem. Hit me as hard as you can, you know, you'll be lucky. And yeah, so when I went to Germany, Hall of Honor, Hall of Fame, and I was doing a seminar there, and I look at a guy, he's like pretty strong, stocky. And I say, you, come and punch me. It's got like a red and black stripe belt. I thought, oh, that's a beginner. 10 done. Romania, chief instructor.
Yeah.
The big boss.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, you, punch me. So he went, boom, huh? And I stop him, boom, like that. Stop his punch. With two fingers. So he looked at his hand. Can I do it again? I say, okay. Harder. I turn, and two fingers. It became my student.
So, do you feel as though the benefits of Wing Chun is still being appreciated around the world?
Yeah, it's important, you see, with this occasion. People never heard of Wing Chun, you know, in this event, Atlantic City. And, you know, I'm the first one to show them that Wing Chun works. A lot of people, you know, say Wing Chun don't work and things, because you don't know the real concept of footwork. Most people haven't got called footwork. You've got step forward and punch, step backward and punch. The footwork come from the knife form and the wooden dummy. See?
Yeah.
If you have a car running in front of you like 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, you don't jump off, you're going to be dead. So you need footwork.
What do you feel, you've been attracted to the movies a couple of times. Could I say that the first film you were in was Assassin X, or better known as Assassin X?
Assassin X 2016, yeah, yeah. Sony Films.
Yeah.
Akamatsu.
Yeah. Did you enjoy doing that?
Oh, yeah, not really at the beginning.
Why not?
At the beginning, so the choreographer say, oh yeah, you got to do this. You got to hold a rifle, use a rifle butt, and then hit him with that. And then you got to, you know, he's coming with a knife, you got to do this. And then you got to punch, you got to block him, and then I said, I don't want to do this. At the end, I said, I told Akamatsu, I'm going to quit. If I can't do my Wing Chun, do my own stunt. So he say, okay, do what you want. So they become five people. Just reaction, okay? And you're not a choreographer. Say, come, roundhouse kick, bang. That looks good, because it's got to be realistic.
Great. There is a now he's a bit of a controversial person at the moment, but is it true that you taught Steven Seagal Wing Chun?
Yeah, he flew me to his house in Scottsdale.
How did you find working with Steven?
Huh?
How did you find working with Steven Seagal?
He appreciates it. And, you know, he'd been following me for 20 years before we met. And learning from my videos, huh? But now, yeah. So he's open mind. He's open mind. But we, as a martial artist, you know, he's very humble. He's very humble, and he's very, really open mind.
Good.
He applied all the techniques in Wing Chun. Now he applied in his Aikido. It's called comeback Aikido.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And we did a joint seminar in Moscow.
Wow.
A few years ago. 300 people. 300 master grade come. So everybody a black belt from all different styles from 40 odd countries. Yeah.
But was that enjoyable?
Oh yeah. It was very good. Everybody wanted to learn Wing Chun after. It was an Aikido and Wing Chun joint seminar. Afterwards everybody wanted to know about Wing Chun.
Excellent. Where do you feel you're going with, because you're at that very young age, so you've got lots of life in front of you, where do you feel as though you'd like to take your sort of like legacy next? Would you like to move into a movie of your own? Would you like that? Or would you like to, where would you like to expand if there is an expansion available?
Yeah, a lot of people want a documentary of one about me. So we might be, you know, in the process of looking for investors and make it, but we might be doing a movie in Angola with Cynthia. They're gonna pay.
Great.
So that would be good.
Yeah, good. And how do you?
But I already done many films.
Oh.
Videos.
All right.
My videos are very informative, you know, and the whole system to show the people how to do it correctly, what mistake they're making.
So, I'd like to put a roundup to it. Where do you feel your talent is in the world of Wing Chun? Because you've seen many masters and you've seen many people depict what Wing Chun is. What do you feel you can contribute to the world of Wing Chun?
In Wing Chun, don't be abided by the principle. Every time you use your facts and logics. You know, human body, two arms, two legs. I don't care what style you are, there's no style. You say, I can do this fancy style, I can do this form. In a real fight, you're going to punch me, you're going to kick me. You understand? And you still got only two arms, two legs. So I will use, If you're fighting like, you know, massive guy, 300 pounds, you're going to go straight in. You're going to finish. You know, like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You know, you got to use your angles. Wing Chun is all about using angle, not just straight line. Because you got jab cross, right? You jab, I turn and block. I already control your center line. Okay? So if you punch again, I'm ready for you. But if I stay here and block you, you're going to punch again. That's how we make the movie. Block again, and then you kick. You got no chance.
I'm just going to ask one question from me. I know it's a question you've probably been asked many times, but going back to basics, why should somebody study Wing Chun more than another martial art? Why would you say Wing Chun is the best martial art, you think, for them to learn?
It's better if you're beginners to learn. If you've done other martial art before, like, you know, karate, and it's very hard to change, because Wing Chun is very good for the health, okay? Most important is for the health. My sifu, Yip Chun, is 99 years old this year. And 94 is still, you know, is all active teaching until the COVID come back. But most important is not at the beginner level. Everybody just, they know Wing Chun. You go straight and you do a front blast. It doesn't work, especially in a big open space. So Wing Chun is a closing fighting, okay? So it doesn't matter how old you are. Any age can practice, okay? And then women can use it, because we use science. Wing Chun is a science. We use angles. We use positions. And most important is the explosive power in short range. But most people don't know this, because when you punch, you just punch like this. When you punch, you don't never tense your fist, only the last moment, the moment of contact. And then you've got to relax again. It's the same like Bruce Lee. You know, you see the other people punch like this, leaving the punches there. Huh? You punch, and then that's the far thing. It's the last moment, release the energy. And yeah, it's important. You have to know about angles.
Important.
And also important that you train with all the best. Most of my students is, okay, 6, 7 done. You know, Mr. Constantine, you know, he probably, when he was 5th done, he was my first private student, karate. And many famous, very, you know, world champion. My student, I trained world champion. Bare knuckle world boxing. Okay, Paddy Monahan. I trained Quinton Jong, 2 times world Thai boxing champion. And I trained Hamza Sharif, who is now was WBO, European champion, and now is WBA, international silver medal. And he's 2 more fights, he's going to be world title. And off the camera, I tell you, that's Wing Chun, the punch. He wasn't doing so well in Los Angeles, I taught him. The second round, knockout. I say, you're going to knock out a second round. Second round, bang. So it's becoming most popular. I'm promoting it for like all my life. But it's becoming more, because people see the practical side of it.
One question I wanted to ask you as well is, I know I've seen a picture of you with Sammo Hung. Sammo Hung made 2 Wing Chun movies that were very famous. One was Warriors 2, the other one was Prodigal Son.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you do any training with Sammo? Did you chat to him about
Wing Chun? No, I interviewed him. He already know Wing Chun. You know, all the stuntmen, he know Wing Chun. Sammo know Wing Chun very well. But in the Yip Man movie, the first one, Donnie Yen in it, the first one, make millions. The budget was only about $250,000, believe it. And then the fight scene, my chief who organized it, my Xin Guo Lam, my Xi Heng, he's the one who, the producer with the money. And then we have a meeting with Grandmaster Yip Chun. Yeah? They say, we want you to come back and do the choreography. So I say, okay. So I go ask hospital for leave. They say, no, 1.5 months, 2 months, you cannot. So I sent my best student, a Chinese student, and to do it. And I'll coach him over the phone for the first movie. So we did all the fight scene with Sammo until the last, except the last one. So, you know, first thing, Sammo Hung seen him. He's doing the Wing Chun, teaching. And say, who's your sifu? Say, Samuel Kwok. Sammo Hung say, Samuel Kwok, I know him. And yeah, and he said, very good. So he used the camcorder, film everything, and just, when you come to make the movie, Donnie Yen look at the thing, and good. And most important, no high kicks. No roundhouse kick, no reverse spinning kick, because that movie will not sell. So you never see a high kick, except a side kick, in the movies, or the human movie.
That's great. Another question I was going to ask you, going a bit more back into the martial arts, was, because I know a lot of people like to know, is the difference between modified and traditional Wing Chun. Is there just any comments from yourself?
Yeah, there's a big problem with Wing Chun. Is everybody, because of Yip Man movie, everybody learn a little bit, you chief master, but learn a little bit, and they start teaching. The Muslim, but they haven't got a concept, they haven't got the keys. So it's all every movement is a secret in it. And how to train the power and energy. So everybody say, do this part. Everybody like, oh, relax. How can you relax? You look at Shaolin, the basic form, the San Jin, you know? All the basic form is about training from weak to become strong, to power. So dynamic tension, you look at proper training, look at this muscle, look at this. This is Yuen Dao. Huh? This is all. I'm 75, but this is all from the no weight. But yeah.
Very interesting. I was just going to round off now, so I just wanted to say a big thank you on behalf of Woma TV. Is there anything you'd like to say, just to say, you know, maybe just say thank you for having me. It's been nice to be here at the martial arts event in Doncaster for Woma TV.
Yeah, thank you Woma TV once again. We had a very good interviews with you before in Birmingham, and yeah, thank you for inviting me to come on your show. And yeah, very happy to be in Doncaster in UK Martial Arts Show with Cynthia, Ruth Rock, my student and best friend, and Bill Wallace, and everyone. And thank you to Paul Barnett and Bob Sy. Going to look forward to it today. Thank you.
Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.